Fremantle take on Port Adelaide, and this is our first guest tonight. Nice to talk to David Mundy for the Fremantle Dockers, their big Purple Haze Day, which is always a significant moment for the season. Barra, welcome to the program, mate. How are you going?
Yes, good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's must be nice to have that pre-season over with, done, dusted, and you can get into the real stuff, eh?
Yeah, certainly. It's always an exciting time of year, and I certainly don't play AFL football to see how fast I can run around Fremantle Oval.
But no doubt you've broken a time trial record this week or this year. How's your pre-season been, mate? You've been pretty fit?
Yeah, I've had really good continuity this summer, which is something that's been eluding me a little bit in years gone by with certain ailments, and I was one of the guys who ran a PB 3K this summer, so fit and firing, and as I said, just really eager to get into it.
And what number pre-season is it for you, Barry? You've been around for a long time now. Is this number 12
number
or 13?
12. Yeah, 12. Number 12.
It's a long time, mate.
Yeah, feeling it as well, especially when we get this influx of new young guys, and they're always fast and can run and have awesome skills, and just a matter of time until they push me out.
But, mate, it's flash past, I bet you. Like, you know, when you say it's number 12, but I reckon you could remember when you walked through the door like yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that comes with the intense week-to-week focus. You're never really looking too far ahead or behind, but then when you pause and stick your head up out of the sand and have a look at what's going on and what's coming up, it's amazing how quickly the years do flash by.
Now, it's been a pretty tough pre-season for you guys. You've had a few guys miss some games through some soft tissue injuries. But it would have been good to see them all out on track tonight or this week. Obviously, a good chance for all those players to come back and play against Port Adelaide on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we've dodged the bullet a little bit with a few guys. What looked like fairly serious soft tissue injuries in the last couple of weeks, have been able to rehab and recover quickly and, as I said, ready for round one, so that's great. And I guess it's just the nature of AFL football and the pre-seasons now that our bodies are under such strain and stress that something's liable to go really at any moment. And it's the diligence of our physiotherapists and our strength and conditioning guys to try and minimise that and then get guys back as quick as they can when it does happen.
Now, I hear along the grapevine that Bella's absolutely trained the house down today. Is that right? Squawking and as loud as ever, I hear, too.
Yeah, whenever he's out there, he's always giving it his all and busting his guts. And, he's really quick with a chirp, so it's good to have Bells back out there today.
Yeah, so you'd expect that on the back of what you've seen at training today that he'll be part of your team?
Well, I think so. And him along with a few other guys today completed training, and I guess that's a big tick beside their name. And first of all, I'm not a member of match committee, so I'm not making any declarations or anything, but I imagine it'll be cases to see where how they all pull up tomorrow, and then we've got another training session on Friday, and I think that'll be their final box to tick, I'd imagine.
Now, Barra, fell short last year by a couple of games at the end of the season, obviously missing some key defenders. What's been the big focus over the pre-season from Ross Lyon? Obviously, you want to get a few more goals every game. How are you going to achieve that this year?
Yeah, we're just looking at, obviously, our defence is really good, and we don't want to neglect or look away from that too much because that's something we really would like to maintain. And I think as a midfield group, we took a step backwards last year in terms of clearing the ball, especially out of centre squares and then scoring from those clearances. So I think it's been a fairly holistic approach and a review of our ball movement and stoppage work. And, we've been working very heavily on that. And obviously Hawthorn are the benchmark and they score at a phenomenal rate. And if we can bump up our scoring a little bit and maintain our defence, I think we'll put ourselves in good stead.
Yeah, I think you've got a very good midfield and obviously under pressure down back, but I think you've got some players with Gary Ibbotson up and running, should be able to cover that position left by Dawson, also Silvani. But I want to talk about the three players that I think are the keys to Fremantle's scoring power. One's Zach Clark, one's Matt Tabernard, and also Chris Main. How have their pre-seasons been? And obviously we need them have big seasons if Fremantle is going to put some scoreboard pressure on the opposition.
All three have had big summers. Matty Tavernier has had a little hiccup in the last couple of weeks, which has seen him miss the Eagles game and maybe the Sydney game. I'm not too sure off the top of my head, but prior to that, he'd done a mountain of work, and they're all really driven, fit individuals, and I think Zach Clark is one of our best runners at the club, and so you know, to have a goal like that, have a pretty full summer, is puts him in good stead, obviously. And I think Chris Mayen, throughout the preseason matches, we've seen he's back to his desperate, hungry self, and really applying a lot of forward pressure. And I think the offensive benefits will come on the back of that. And I'm just really excited to see how he goes about it this year.
Mate, you've had some pretty good games in the last couple of matches against them too, haven't you, in the Battle of the Port? So it's going to be a game where you're going to get a good test of where you're at, because Port Adelaide are tipped by many around the country to be right in the pointy end of the season, given what they were able to do last year.
Yeah, certainly. I think they were only a kick away from the grand final last year in the end. So we fully understand the challenge that's coming our way, and the challenges that we've had with them in the past have been really enthralling encounters. I think within each game, each team has had their moments of really dominating the game, and the other team's been able to just hang in and really survive it. So I think, again, we'll see those momentum shifts and one team dominating the other at certain stages. But I think it's the team that can play the most consistent, hard-nosed footy for the entire four quarters will come away with the bickies, and hopefully that's us.
Barry, you started your career at the half-back line, obviously moved in the midfield with great success. Just being trialled back on that half-back line again this year over the pre-season. Also, Stephen Hill, is that something we may see as the season unfolds?
Yeah, I think at certain times one of us or both of us might end up back there with the limited rotations and things like that. We might be looking to give our half-backs a bit more of a chop-out in terms of game time. They've historically been playing high game time and receiving a fresh half-forward every 10 minutes, which isn't very helpful, but... the good thing about pre-season is that Stephen and I have had 4 months to really train up again and really get our head stuck into being a halfbacker, because it's quite a different kind of mindset to being a ball-winning mid. So, it's been very interesting. It's been a steep learning curve, but I think, as you said, playing there earlier in my career has given me a good grounding to really take it up, and I've really relished the role and look forward to getting back there with the boys.
What about some of the younger kids, mate? Who can we expect to make their debut this year for the Fremantle Dockers from the recent drafts?
Obviously Connor Blakely's the one on everyone's lips, and he, along with Lockie Weller, have really come in and not missed a beat. They've asked questions, they've been eager to learn, to get stuck into the training that they're able to complete, and I think the game so far this year in the pre-season for both the AFL squad and the Peel matches have been of high order, and they've certainly put themselves in the conversation. Ed Langdon was another one who was going really well. He just suffered a bit towards the back end of pre-season and has missed a fair chunk of football, but I'm really excited to see what he can do for us this year.
Mate, Duffy looked like he got a fair bit of pace too, just quietly, in that game I saw you play against West Coast the other week.
Yeah, Max Duffy has a lot of toe and a lot of natural football flair, and I think we'll see that if he gets into the AFL squad. I think that's what will really shine, and that's what he's been showing appeal and through the preseason.
Yeah, no, he looked like a player to certainly keep an eye on. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Appreciate it, and all the best for the big game on Sunday. We'll be covering it live here at R2D26PR, so we'll see you in action.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.